Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today I want to talk about the meaning of life. Or something like that, or about that, or a few stories that seem to remind me what it's all about. I have been putting a huge focus of my life lately on aspects of coaching. I'm doing the Pink Path, a 12-week program that's finishing up a group right now, and it's going to start another group up in October. And I'm also doing a post-burn group for people to integrate their experiences at that thing in the desert. And both of them is part of what I feel like is my calling to bring people into their authenticity, to bring them into a participation mode, into an active, artistic expression of who they are, and in doing so, play their role in healing the world. And as they do that, rather than figuring out what you're supposed to do to heal the world, you simply figure out who you are supposed to be. And then the actions that you do, the vibration that you exude, inspires people, and you create ripples into the world. And that is my faith, that is how we do it. And so that's where I've been putting my energy lately. And so a couple stories in those areas have really been profoundly affirming lately. So first I want to share is in the post-burn group, actually, and as well as in the Pink Path, one of the things that we start with is a list of I am statements, a kind of personal manifesto. Who do I want to be in the world? Who am I when I'm at my best? If I'm at that thing in the desert and I'm feeling alive and powerful and authentic, what is it that I am in that moment? I am patient. I look for gifting opportunities. I listen, whatever. I am humble. I am expressive. They don't have to start with I am. They're just ways to plot your course into the person that you want to be in the world. And so one of the statements that I put on my list, both in the default world and of my Burning Man list, was I look for gifting opportunities. And it's been amazing since I voiced that and shared that with the group a little over a week ago, I just keep getting these opportunities to gift. People approach me saying, hey, I'm in a bind, would you mind? I'm like, yes, or we need an extra hand for, yes. And I, for the most part, decided I was going to do all these things anonymously and not share the efforts that I've been putting in or the resources that I've been putting in. Because if you know me, you know that I tend to sing from the mountaintops all the good deeds that I do. And some people argue that takes away from the beauty or the power of a good deed. I've come from the feeling that more people should be talking about doing good deeds so that as a culture, we recognize that it is normal to be of service. And that there's this kind of feeling when we get asked to do good or have a thought of doing good, like, am I going to be taken advantage of? Am I going to be a sucker here? But I think the more people that are just doing good and giving without concern if you get taken advantage of, the more it just becomes baseline normal. So that is why I talk about First Saturdays and the homeless outreach and the things that I like to do, because it brings me joy and I want more people to be doing that. Okay, that being said, I was asking for gifting opportunities and a woman reached out to me and explained that she was a big fan and had been impacted by a talk that I gave at Burning Man several years ago. And she hadn't been to the burn this year because of financial reasons, but she's been following me and been so pleased and so appreciative of what I put into the world. And it was very flattering. And she said, I'm no stalker, which was probably an important thing to clarify. But that's kind of like when someone says, you know, oh no, I'm not a murderer. Can I have a ride? Anyway, she said, you had mentioned in your broadcast of Facebook Live last week that this post-burn group you're doing, there is a financial requirement. It's $111, but you know, that's nothing. And she was like, well, you know, to some of us, it is something. You know, I'm in a bad situation right now. I had a roommate run out on me without paying, and I just had my power turned off, and I can't make rent. I'm going to be evicted in the next 24 hours. I don't get paid until Friday. And for some reason, I feel called to just ask. And please don't feel any pressure. But if you could loan me, you know, $150 until Friday, it would make a huge difference in my life. And I'm like, beautiful. I asked for opportunities to gift. Someone lays this opportunity in front of me. What's your Venmo? Boom. She gives me the Venmo of her landlord and send off some money. Don't even ask for her last name. I'm trusting whatever happens is exactly right. I'm doing this because it's who I am, not because of the results that I expect or want. And I said, I'm going to do this anonymously. Now, I've changed my mind because I'm telling you right now. So a couple days later, she sends me a note and says, I'm so appreciative. Thank you so much. You know, you helped a stranger from becoming homeless. And you know, as soon as I get paid, I'm going to pay you back. And I just got to let you know what I did today. Today was my day off, but I've got no money. I've got no power in my house. I've got no gas or car. But what can I do? And I said, I want to try to help people. So she got on her bicycle and went to local restaurants and asked them if they had any food that was getting old that they were going to throw away. And then spent the day picking up food and delivering it to homeless people. Yes! This is exactly everything that I hope for. This is the meaning of life. This is acting in integrity, being your authentic truth, and just having faith that there will be ripples, and those ripples will affect people, and those people will affect people, and those people will affect people, and it will make a difference. I couldn't spend $150 in any way that would feed my soul and spirit and sense of purpose like that. And she's going to pay me back. But what an investment in a human being, in my faith, and in the world. So thank you, anonymous person who allowed me the opportunity to gift. So another thing that happened this week that helped remind me the meaning of life was being invited to a work party. And one thing that's become really clear to me from my experiences leading up to Burning Man and at Burning Man and everything around that is that there is a perception that we want to try to get to a place where life is not so difficult. We have this cultural story that, you know, you work hard now to get to a point where you're retired so that you don't have to do anything. And that's so flawed. Life is not about avoiding challenges and struggle and difficulty. It's about finding struggles and challenges that are interesting and attacking those struggles with people you like for a reason that matters to you. So Burning Man, you invent these crazy things. You go to a place that's inhospitable, a crazy desert, and then rather than just survive, you invent problems to try to solve with your friends. Okay, now that we're here, let's see if we can serve ice cream in the desert. Let's vegan ice cream, yes, and let's see if we can do it while making it joyful. Oh, and how can we make it so comfortable, people? Like, you just keep adding obstacles. The goal is not to avoid obstacles, it's to find interesting problems, solve them with interesting people for reasons that mean something to you. It's the reason why I'm excited about the work of the Pink Path. I get to do work that matters to me with people that I like, with a challenge that's interesting. And so when I got invited to this work party, a friend of mine has an avocado farm. And so for his birthday, he had a work play party and asked people to come during the day and help with tasks that are difficult for a single person, you know, clearing brush and weeding and all these, you know, this huge farm takes a long time. And so a year ago, when I was invited to the same gathering, a part of my thought process was, what's the least amount of work that I can put in to still feel like I contributed and not feel guilty that I'm just coming at night for the party? But my head has changed so much over the last year in this recognition that life is not about avoiding struggles. Not even that, but some of the highest joy that I've experienced is in working together with people, working with my hands, making progress on projects amongst friends. And so this year, when the invitation came and I was fresh from Burning Man and how much I enjoyed working on the camp together, I was like, ooh, how early can I get to the work party? I want to spend as much time as possible with friends, getting sweaty and dirty and sore in the direction of a project that matters, helping a friend, making his farm more productive in work. Like, yes, that's what it's about. So there is a huge benefit if you can change your headspace around that. Avoiding the temptation to minimize struggle, to avoid obstacles, and instead, no, you will have struggle. You will have obstacles. That is what life is. And in fact, if you find a way to avoid that and just float and sit by the beach, in a few months, you will be suffering. The human mind does not deal well without purpose. And that purpose is ideally working towards something that matters to you with people that you like on an interesting problem. And if you can change your mind, then the direction that you're headed in, what you're looking for, can actually be struggles and problems. And when you're mid struggles and problems, instead of cursing them and trying to get through them, you can see, how can I act and process and put my efforts towards it in a way that is authentic to me and is a way for me to express my truth and is a way for me to grow into my best? Because that's what it's all about. Everything is an adventure or a classroom or both. So there you have it. The meaning of life. Find interesting problems. Tackle them with people that you like for reasons that matter. Ta-da! To me, this process of trying to share my journey to empower and inspire people to be their authentic selves, to do this in this digital and physical community of seekers and adventurers and artists, that is an interesting struggle with interesting people for something that matters. So thank you for being my co-journeyer on this adventure. I love you. But there's so much more I want to talk about. One of the cool things about the decompression group, no, I'm sorry, I'm not calling it that. Decompression is a trademarked word by the Burning Man organization. My group is a post-burn integration group, which I actually like integration better, because decompression feels like you're trying to get back to where you were, and I do not want us to get back to where we were. I want us to keep the portal open, to keep the magic alive, to find ways to be that here. And even though here can be cold and dark and non-supportive, we can still be that person and can still create ripples and make here more like there. But it takes support. It takes a reminder of the responsibility and the challenge and the warrior path of staying in that open-hearted, gifting, expressive, authentic stance, even when you don't have the support of Black Rock City to lift you up. So the group is trying to create a micro version of that support and to keep pumping us up as we go do that in the world. And so it has been so cool as people keep sharing stories of the effects of them staying in their playa magic, staying in their highest self. People being super cheerful and saying, I love you to someone in a supermarket and having the supermarket manager going, I'm giving you half off because I can and you just made my day. Someone out at a park and a huge group of bikers drove up and she greeted them and said, you guys are amazing. You guys look like you're having the best day. And they invited her into their social group and handed her a Budweiser. Budweiser from a biker? That's a pretty amazing gift. And just story after story of someone taking a risk, wearing a onesie into a trucker laundromat and being just embraced by people who are so appreciative of someone who is taking a chance and living this expressive way. And just this, like these ripples, every one of those people is risking judgment and eye rolling and pfft. And the negative reactions that our culture has equipped us with as tools to keep each other in line. But if we know that's happening, and we know there are people out there that would rather have us be that vibrant self, it can make it tolerable. And you can actually start to slip into the feeling like, this is my purpose. I've been deputized. I have been given this opportunity to see humanity in this way. I've been given the opportunity to see myself in this way. So I now have a responsibility to be this in the world, even when it's hard. Like a superhero landing on a cold, dark planet that doesn't understand them, you have a responsibility to be who you are, even in a world that doesn't understand you, especially in a world that doesn't understand you, because there are so many people out there hungry for a role model, for an example, for an excuse to just open up a little bit more, but they need someone out there who's gonna do it first. Someone who's gonna smile, someone who's gonna have pink hair, be friendlier, start singing in a public place, even when not everyone around there is going to clap and support and sing along. So know that there are people out there who are ready to sing along with you. They love everything you do. When you do it from here, you could get bikers to give you beer and everything will be better. I feel so honored to get to share experiences and moments like this with you. Thank you for encouraging me to be me. I am so grateful that you are you. I love you.